The following is a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.
Today on Grace in Focus, why did Jesus in one of his parables talk about the mustard seed? And how is it related to the other parables in Matthew chapter 13? Oh, and before we get to the mustard, there's a little more about the wheat and the tares. Thank you for joining us today on Grace in Focus, the radio ministry of the Grace Evangelical Society. We have lots of resources, many, many articles and blogs and videos available to you at our website, faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. We invite you to go there and see some of the things that are there. And now for today's discussion with Steve Elkins and Bob Wilkin about the mustard seed.
Steve, we ended the last time talking about are you the wheat or are you the tares, and let's just summarize, and there was one or two things we didn't finish.
Well, at the end, and about three times overall in Jesus telling it and interpreting it, he talks about how the tares are going to be burned up, literally burned in a furnace, it says. The only time that people have that kind of burning, Bob, is in the Great White Throne Judgment, Revelation 20.
Yes.
And those who are there, it says the books are open and they are judged according to their deeds. Now, this is the dead, and Hades delivers up its dead. These are only the dead. And in John's theology, that means those who don't have life, which means eternal life. And we come to find out whose names are not written in the book of life. That's why they're there. Their names are not written in the book of life.
In Revelation 20:15, anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Even though their works are judged by what's in the books,
That's
not the basis of condemnation.
No, the reason they're at the judgment is because they don't have life.
Yeah.
They're dead. They're not in the book of life. They haven't believed in Jesus.
As we say in Georgia, they're dead.
As Paul means in Ephesians, they are alienated from the life of God. They don't have the life of God, which is eternal life.
Amen.
And you get that only by faith. That's what the wheat are. We have to understand that in light of other scripture. Of course, that's what Jesus meant.
Right. If you want to understand scripture, as we said at the end of the last one, you have to go to other scripture. And in order to understand Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you first need to understand the promise of life in John.
Yes.
And then that helps us understand all of these others.
Amen.
People get so confused with these parables because they misinterpret John, and then they impose that on the synoptics, or the other way around. They first interpret the synoptics and then impose that on John.
That's so perfect, Bob. You know, like in the Sermon on the Mount, which he says explicitly at the beginning, Jesus spoke this to the disciples saying.
Right.
So it's a message to disciples who are believers. The disciples in particular, by this point, the chronological marker of John the Baptist's death, which is in Matthew 4, just before the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5.
Right.
And based on when his death occurs in the book of John, my goodness, the disciples had been so well schooled on the John 3:16 message, what we call the message of life.
Right.
You know, they've heard Jesus talk to Nathaniel about it. They've had a 2-day seminar at that point. They've heard of the Samaritan woman in John 3. They've heard and know about his discussion with Nicodemus. They know about the discussion with the Samaritan men. And goodness knows they were present in his 2-day gospel seminar with them. And in John 2, we're told that they had already believed. This is well before the Sermon on the Mount.
Right.
So when Jesus says, my father some 17 times, or our father, your father, some 17 times in the sermon, he doesn't need to explain it. They know they're in the family of God through faith. And so, like you were saying, the primacy of John, i.e., the primacy of understanding the gospel before we look at discipleship literature like Matthew, Mark, and Luke are.
Right.
Is so important, or we could get screwed up easily. Jesus is giving discipleship truth, in which case many times it deals with cost and definitely with works, but don't conflate those with the message of life.
Absolutely.
Which is free and without cost.
That's great.
So important.
So the burning is eternal condemnation of people who are thrown into the lake of fire. And that occurs after the millennium, when the great white throne judgment occurs, after the destruction of the current heavens and the current earth. What's the other point that we didn't finish on?
I mean, one thing, too, would be when he tells the parable, he says, and gather the wheat into my barn.
Yeah, what's the barn?
I think we have to understand that as the kingdom.
Right.
This is a parable about the kingdom. And so we have to, when we're reading, and he says, the kingdom of heaven is light, we need to also ask, well, what is this telling me about the kingdom? So but that's important always.
And what is it telling us about the kingdom?
Well, many things. It's the tares, excuse me, the wheat who are going to be there only. The tares are not going to be there.
Right.
It's not the idea of pluralism, that there are many ways to God. There are some people who are going to go to hell.
Yes.
So that's important for us to know about the kingdom. The barn is a comforting thought to me. It says, as Jesus explains it more, the righteous shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom
of
their
Father. And by the way, that's Daniel 12,
yeah,
verses 1 through 3. And commentators recognize that this is a connection with Daniel 12. Daniel knew about eternal rewards.
Right. He certainly knew about the resurrection also.
He did. Yeah. He did. And he mentions everlasting life there, mm-hmm, which is one of the rare places in the Old Testament that mentions everlasting life.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so now we're going to look at a few of these other, what would we call them, little mini-me parables or something? Or
it could be, but all of these that continue in Matthew 13 begin with the expression, the kingdom of heaven is like. So in verse 31, says, another parable he put forth to them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all the seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. Since Jesus doesn't explain this, let's put our thinking caps on, and Lord, help us understand it.
Amen.
But in a big way, what do you think this is saying to us about the kingdom of heaven?
Well, ultimately, that the kingdom of heaven is not here yet, and that prior to its coming, there are going to be citizens for the kingdom, which become citizens by faith in Messiah. Now, of course, that's not all brought out here. You have to go to the Gospel of John for that.
Mm-hmm.
But in other words, the people who will be the citizens of the millennial and eternal kingdom are going to be spread over generations.
Right.
Now, that didn't have to be, of course. Jesus could have come back in 40 if Israel had received him,
mm-hmm,
but he knew they were not going to. And so he knew there was going to be a long delay between his first coming and second coming.
A quick question, and it will tie in. I think we can tie it in. But Jesus predicts Peter's crucifixion, does he not?
Well, his death, would you say crucifixion?
Yeah, well, no, excuse me. Yes, certainly his death.
In John 21.
Mm-hmm. And that men will lead him where he doesn't want to go and so forth.
And by the way, tradition says he was crucified upside down.
Yeah. And John specifically says in this, he spoke of the death that Peter was going to experience.
Right.
Now, the apostles throughout the New Testament, in fact, Dr. Walford said, this is the main reason for believing in a pre-trib rapture is that all the apostles in virtually every book, they're expecting his imminent return. It could happen at any moment.
Right. That's why when he says he's going to die, Peter says, God forbid it, Lord, this will never happen to you. Mega noita, it'll never happen.
Exactly. Now, I think George Eldon Ladd and others might argue, but look, Peter's death is predicted, so we know it's not going to happen before Peter's death.
I've heard people say that, and my response to that is Peter could have died on the first day after Jesus rose from the dead. He could have died at any point along there. So the coming of Christ was always imminent. Of course, mm-hmm, we knew there had to be 7 years in between because of the time of Jacob's trouble and Daniel 9:24-27 and the 70th week. So they would have all known that he couldn't have come back before, let's say, 40 A.D.
No problem with that. Eldon Ladd wouldn't even disagree with that. The issue is for the pre-trib rapture, the doctrine of imminence in that sense.
Right.
So how do you tie that in? How do you explain that?
Well, my view is there had to be several things that occurred. For example, the temple had to be destroyed with not one stone left upon another. There had to be a lot of things that were going to occur because they were prophesied to occur.
Very good. Yeah.
But they all could have occurred during the 7 years between Jesus' resurrection and return if he had returned in 40.
Okay, so if someone's in the audience, they might be thinking, Steve, why are you bringing this up? This has nothing to do with the parable of the mustard seed.
Yes, why are you bringing it up?
And the reason I'm bringing
Bob doesn't
it up
know either.
Is in verse 32, it says, which indeed is the least of all seeds, but when it is grown, it is greater than the herbs and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air come and nest in its branches. It implies that, I guess I'm making some assumptions here too, that the beginning of the kingdom, let's say Jesus preaching the message of eternal life to people, is going to start out small.
Yes.
And it's going to grow. I think that's an accepted kind of interpretation. What do you think about that, Bob?
No, I would agree, because Jesus in his ministry didn't lead a lot of people to faith in himself. You know, there's 500 people, according to 1 Corinthians 15, mm-hmm. that he appears to. Now, maybe there were a few thousand that he led mm-hmm. to faith in Christ, to himself. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people say Peter led more people to faith in Christ on the day of Pentecost than Jesus did in 3.5 years.
Right, absolutely. And so within the apostles' lifetime, certainly that's true, multiplied probably many times over.
Right. But we've also seen untold millions come to faith in Christ in our generation. Mm-hmm. But from the time of the apostles till the time of now, how many hundreds of millions yeah. have come to faith in Christ? We don't know. Maybe yeah. even billions.
And
we don't know.
And so I guess what I would say is the doctrine of imminency, that the rapture could take place at any moment, was certainly true in the apostles' lives. They looked for it at any moment. And it could have been fulfilled even with this. The message had grown so much, so many people, even within their own lifetimes. Hardly after Jesus had risen from the dead, it grew so rapidly.
Okay, now just a quick inerrancy point. Mm-hmm. I believe Geisler, in one of his books on inerrancy, I think it's the big book on inerrancy, talks about this passage, because some people object and say, wait a minute, the mustard seed isn't the smallest of all seeds. Well, Jesus' point wasn't to get into every seed on planet Earth. He mm-hmm. was saying it was known at that point that this was the smallest of seeds. It
right.
was the smallest of the known seeds.
Right. I love Geisler. He makes points, too, as do others. Like in the Bible, it might say the sun came up.
Right.
We know technically the sun doesn't come up, but the Bible, like we do, can speak in terms of appearance.
Right. And so here, all it's saying is this is a tiny seed that leads to something big. And the ministry of Jesus, it started small and it got bigger and bigger over time. But the other part of it is we could say that we have a mustard seed amount of knowledge about this parable because we really don't know much about it.
That's true. And I think we need to keep searching and thinking. Even on, how about the birds of the air? Do you think that might speak of the Gentiles who come to Christ in mass during this time of the Gentiles?
Yeah, what does it say about the birds of the air?
It says the birds of the air come and take nest in its branches in this huge tree that came from the little mustard seed.
Well, yeah, I think we could say that Gentiles are birds, sure.
Well, I'm not entirely sure what it means, but to think of my little granddaughter, Juby, as a bird that came to Christ at a very young age, I think that's endearing.
Her name's Juby?
Jubilee, yeah.
Jubilee.
We call her Juby. She's the sweetest girl and evangelizes everybody she meets.
And
she's
how
amazing.
Old is she?
She's about to be 9. Very evangelistic, always has been.
That's
she just
great.
Goes up to people and says, do you believe in Jesus? And
that is great.
It's disarming, and it's what an evangelist she is. But
Amen.
She's a little bird that came to Jesus and nested in this tree, in my opinion.
Amen. All right, well, thank you so much, Steve. And remember, keep grace.
And focus.
Amen.
There are a lot of costs involved in staying on the air. That's why we so much appreciate our financial partners. If you'd like to learn how to become one, you can find out more by going to faithalone.org. We would love to hear from you. Maybe you've got a question, comment, or some feedback. If you do, please don't hesitate to send us a message. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. On the next episode, Jesus actually talked a lot about leaven. How did he use leaven in his teaching? That's next time. We hope you'll join us. And until then, let's keep grace in focus.
The preceding has been a listener-supported ministry from the Grace Evangelical Society.